I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for the nephew in today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
My bones is weak. I'm going to say it again. My bones is weak.
Should be my
That's
bones
what it is.
Are weak, but okay.
No. My bones is weak. Mm-hmm. You got it?
Weak.
Yeah. Weak. My bones is weak.
That's your what bone I mean.
Well, you can't hardly walk if your bones have got a lot of wheat in it.
Yeah. You a scarecrow.
Shut up. Let's go, cat dog. My bones is weak. Come on.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to speak to Ron.
Yeah, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? It's Foley, man. How are you, brother?
I'm good, Foley.
Hey, I want to congratulate you, man, on the baby, man. I wasn't able to make it to the baby shower, man, but I want to congratulate you on the baby, man, and all of that, man. Much success to you, man, you and your wife.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Foley.
Yeah, Foley, man. I didn't get, you know, my wife, Danita, she came to the baby shower, man. So, you know, she was telling me how nice it was, how successful it was, man. So I just, wanted to give you big ups. I heard the baby came and everything, and I wanted to just call.
A little girl.
Y'all had a little girl?
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations, man. Congratulations, Ron. I wanted to definitely call and congratulate, man. And
Real quick, what baby shower was your wife at? Because we had two. We had one for my side of the family and then one for my wife's side because, you know, they live different places and stuff, man, so. Which one do you think she was at?
Probably on your wife's side, you know.
Okay. She knows my wife?
Well, no, see, Danita is actually friends with Kendra. Now, you know Kendra, right?
Oh, yeah, I know Kendra. Yeah, that's a good friend of mine.
Okay, she was with Kendra.
Okay, yeah, she comes, they play cards, you know.
Okay, yeah, she was with Kendra, man, and she was just telling me how successful, man, how nice it was, and you know, laid out baby shower. I wasn't able to make it, man. I've been a little under the weather, bro.
With
God's help, man, I'll be able to get back on my feet. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
So, hey, man, I just, you know, congratulations again, man. You know, the beautiful baby girl. I man, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, man, but I can't fully. I'm trying to remember you and trying to place you and. I can't do it. Have we met?
No. My bad, man. I'm sorry, dog. Nah, me and you, we haven't met at all. Like I say, you know, my wife knows Kendra. They hang out, and
yeah.
I guess she's dabbled a couple times and been around. You know, your wife is Marilyn, right?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay, yeah. I guess she's been in the presence of Marilyn, man. So, you know. I kind of got your number from my wife, man, and she got it from Kendra, so I kind of wanted to holler at you, you know?
What you want to holler at me about?
Actually, man, like I say, man, I've been down for a minute, you know, and I actually, you know, came from the doctor yesterday, and my bones, man, my bones are deteriorating, you know? That's kind of what I've been going through, man.
Okay.
And if I don't get the proper medication that I need, man, then we, you know, it within the next 3 months here, dog, it could get pretty bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, man, I'm sorry to hear that, bro. You know, all I can do is just pray for you, man. And, you know.
Well, man, the doctor told me The doctor told me, man, that, you know, if I get the right medication, man, that, you know, I could get back up to 75-80% healthy again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a rare type of thing that I need to try and get.
Okay.
And I think that you might be. I think you can help me.
Yo, be strong, man. Be strong. Just, man, sit down, man. Be strong, bro. It's going to be all right,
but
man.
It's
going to be all right. God is with you. I'll pray for you. I'll do all I can. I don't know.
The doctor told me, man, that for 6 months, if I drunk breast milk, it will put enough calcium and stuff back into my bones that would get me back up to 70-85% healthy.
Breast milk?
Yeah.
I ain't got no breast, bro. So you know,
it's not you, Ron. You don't. You know, but you know your wife does, though.
Whoa! You talking about my wife's breast, man?
I'm not directly, man. I'm just saying that she can, you know. I mean, if I had her breast milk for like 6 months straight, man, I could get back whole again, man.
Hold the f*** up! You don't talk about a man's wife or her breast, man. I just had a baby, man. Are you serious?
I'm
asking for my wife's breast milk, man.
Man, I'm just asking y'all to share it for 6 months.
We can't share no breast milk with you, man. You got the wrong one, man. The wrong one. So you said your name was what?
My name's Foley, man.
This is wrong, man. This is wrong.
Okay. No, we're just talking about 6 months of breast milk, man. 6 months
my
of breast
milk. My wife's breast milk. We ain't talking about just no breast milk.
And I understand.
My wife's breast milk, man.
I understand that, man. But we're talking about you saving a life, man. A life.
I ain't the one.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What if y'all would have had twins, man? Y'all would have been breastfeeding two babies. Just look at it as if we twins.
What the f***? Man, I'm getting the f*** off this phone because I don't know who the f*** you are. You need to chill the f*** out, man. You need to go get on your knees, pray that your bones get healed or whatever the f***. You got the wrong number, man.
Listen, man, all I'm saying is I got one more thing I want
to
say,
I'm about to get off the phone, call Kendra, and find out why the f*** gave you my number, because that's how you got it.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Can I say it?
Say it, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Kendra and your wife, Marilyn, got me to prank phone call you. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, man. Ooh, y'all are good, man. Whoa, man, my wife, man. Man, Kendra, boy.
Did I get you, man?
Yeah, y'all got me, man. Y'all got me.
Hey,
I got them too. They done started something.
Hey, one more thing. What's the baddest radio station in the land, man?
Man, it is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Man, wow, man.
We all got to try to save somebody sometime. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna pray for you, man. You know,
yeah,
God.
You're so compassionate, yeah, Steve, right?
Man. Hey, man. Hey, man, don't cry, man. Be strong, man.
Be strong.
Falling apart in front of me, man. I'm crying.
I don't even know you, Foley.
Hey, man, I ain't even got no breath.
Yes, Junior.
Yeah, but your wife do. Wait a minute, hold up, man. What? Hold up. But what if y'all had twins, though?
Yeah. Just look at it like that.
You don't talk about a man's wife or her breasts. What are you doing, Foley?
Man, we just had this baby.
Right.
About to share no milk with you.
Oh, man.
Tommy.
The lead-in was everything, man.
I know.
I mean, man, it took so long. Dog, I was getting aggravated. I was getting aggravated by the lead. I go, man, what is you calling this man for? Yeah, what's up, man? I was at the shower. Well, I wasn't there, but congratulations.
Where was you at? We had two of them, one for my family, one for her.
Holy. All right.
That's that
Tommy.
Real black man. He going to tell you, I already know you, dog. Yeah. Holy, really, I can't put it together.
All right, nephew. You are the king of pranks. That was a good one.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.